And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 27th of September, 2010. It's the birthday of the Scottish writer Irvine Welsh, born in Edinburgh in 1958, grew up in the housing projects with heroin addicts, and became one of Scotland's highest-earning writers. His first novel, Trainspotting, was a bestseller when he was 35. He trained as a TV repairman, quit after he suffered a big electrical jolt, moved to London, became a punk guitarist, petty criminal, reformed his ways, enrolled in a computer skills program, got an MBA degree. And one day, he looked at an old diary of his life as a drug addict in the Edinburgh projects, and that, along with a diary he kept of a Greyhound bus ride from Los Angeles to New York, became the basis for his book Trainspotting. Obscene, vulgar, many critics found it offensive, but it was a huge bestseller, even though it was written in phonetic Scots dialect in a mostly stream-of-consciousness style. It begins, "The sweat was lashing off a sick boy. He was trembling. I was just sitting there, focusing on the telly, trying to notice. He was bringing me down. I tried to keep my attention on the Jean-Claude." Welsh is also the author of other novels, the short story collection If You Liked School, You'll Love Work, and published just last year, Reheated Cabbage. Lives in Dublin, spends his winters in Miami Beach. Most recent book, a novel called Skag Boys, is due out this year. It's the birthday of the lawyer and novelist Louis Auchincloss, born in Lawrence, New York, 1917. Grew up in a prestigious New York family, went on to write about the New York upper class in books such as Portrait in Brownstone and A World of Profit. And it's the birthday of Samuel Adams, born in Boston, 1722, an unsuccessful businessman who found his purpose in life as an agitator in the American Revolution. Samuel Adams said, "It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires in people's minds." Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear, The Return of Odysseus. When Odysseus finally does get home, he is understandably upset about the suitors who've been mooching off his wife for 20 years, drinking his wine, eating his mutton, etc. In a similar situation today, he would seek legal counsel, but those were different times. With the help of his son, Telemachus, he slaughters roughly 110 suitors and quite a number of young ladies, although in view of their behavior, I use the term loosely. Rivers of blood course across the palace floor. I, too, have come home in a bad mood. Yesterday, for instance, after the department meeting, when I ended up losing my choice parking spot behind the library to the new provost, I slammed the door. I threw down my book bag in this particular way I have perfected over the years that lets my wife understand the contempt I have for my enemies, which is prodigious. And then with great skill, she built a gin and tonic that would have pleased the very gods. And with epic patience, she listened as I told her of my wrath and of what I intended to do to so-and-so and also to what's-his-name. And then there was another gin and tonic, and presently my wrath abated and was forgotten, and peace came to reign once more in the great halls and courtyards of my house. The Return of Odysseus, poem by George Bilgear, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by PBS, presenting Baseball, the 10th Inning from Ken Burns. A new look at the players, culture, and business of the game premieres Tuesday, September 28th at 8, 7 Central on most PBS stations. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.